Paul McCluskey successfully defended his European light welterweight title for the second time last night when he gunned down Scott Barry Morrison before an electric audience at the Aura Centre in Letterkenny. Challenger Morrison was clinically outmaneuvered by the classy and elusive McCluskey, who was in control of the contest right from the first bell. McCluskey had won the light welter belt last year with a win over Daniel Rosila, and in June he made a successful defence at the King's Hall in Belfast with an 11th round stoppage against Italian Giuseppe Lauri. Having been unhappy at his showing against Lauri, McCluskey was keen and confident of getting back to his best in Letterkenny last night, and the big Dungiven and extended Northwest support wasn't to be disappointed. McCluskey jabbed well in the opening round and had Morrison rattled from early on in the contest. Morrison did have a little success with the left hook in the second round, but McCluskey's brilliant avoidance was proving a frustrating experience for the Scot. In the fourth round, Morrison had no answer to McCluskey's silky display, and the champion forced his opponent to a knee in the fifth when he landed a ferocious right hook to the temple. Morrison did make it to the end of that round and recovered well in the sixth, but it was merely delaying the inevitable. And 1 minute 28 seconds into the seventh round, McCluskey had his opponent sprawled across the ropes with a sharp left-hander that forced the referee to stop the contest. With his record now at 22-0, McCluskey is possibly eyeing up a shot at a world title, with Amir Khan possibly waiting in the wings. On the undercard last night, the undefeated Andy Murray scored a 10-round decision over John Nolasco, while Cairndonagh puncher Michael McLaughlin made his pro debut, though his contest against Bulgarian Valentin Stoyev was called a draw by the scorers.